Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
And joining us right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. You know him as the host of The Larry Kudlow Show right here on WMAL on Saturdays at 7. And we're adding author of JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So it looks like the Republicans have a plan to replace the health care law. But here's a question. I see a lot. I'm not a wonk, and I see a lot of problems with this. You're no longer going to have to pay a fee if you don't carry insurance. They're going to eliminate tax penalties for those people, so they don't have to pay anymore. They're going to reduce federal payments for some beneficiaries of Medicaid. They're going to roll back the expansion of Medicaid. If you let your insurance lapse and you only sign up when you're sick, insurers can increase their premiums by 30%. I just see a lot of problems here because we're going to constantly have a segment of society that's never going to purchase insurance and is just going to show up in the ER whenever they're sick.
Well, I don't know. I think getting rid of the mandates is really a terrific idea.
Okay.
Terrific idea. And they're being replaced by choice. And I think that's just the way it ought to be.
But let me ask you, what happens when someone chooses not to carry insurance and they can't pay to be treated? What happens then? Do we go back to the way we were and the taxpayers foot the bill, tens of thousands of dollars in some cases?
Well, I think, by the way, tens of thousands of dollars, I don't know where that number comes from.
My husband works in a hospital, and they have frequent flyers who are addicts of alcohol or whatever it happens to be. And several times a year, they wind up not getting their fix, and they wind up in the ICU, and you spend tens of thousands of dollars to get them clean and sober, because they're in there for, several weeks, if not a month at a clip, and they send them out, and they go back and do what they, continue to do. And
well, of course, insurance companies have slashed the funding of those people with addiction.
Right, and then the doctors don't get paid.
For a long time.
I mean,
this is nothing new, and that may be too bad, but I don't think you can force people to buy a one-size-fits-all. That's really what you're talking about.
Right.
If you don't have an addiction, first of all, the addiction population, which is most regrettable, okay, you're talking to a guy who's 21 years clean and sober. So all of that is most regrettable, but I don't think all taxpayers should have to pay for that. And I think people should not be forced to purchase insurance. The people you're talking about for insurance are really primarily the young people, the millennials, who would not pay higher premiums and deal with higher and higher deductibles. They just wouldn't do it. I can't blame them. The whole idea of Obamacare was that they would pay, and that's why they would be taxed if they didn't pay, and that was going to support the elderly. Didn't work. Didn't work at all because they didn't pay. And I don't know, in America, you ought to have free choice.
Agree.
You ought to
be able to, with respect to the mandatories, you ought to be able to go and make your own choice which plan you want, or if you want a plan at all. And, mind you, they're keeping refundable tax credits up to, I think, $75,000 families. So you've got assistance to the low-end people, but you don't have it mandatory. You will create much greater competition. That may be controversial among some conservatives, but I think that's the best way to do it.
Do you think that the plan as proposed will work?
I do. I mean, I don't know every detail, right? It's only been out a day, and I was off yesterday, so I had a chance.
Well, I mean, it takes a while to go through it, but I mean, basically, the talking points, do they sound okay to you?
They do. They do. It's exactly what. See, the key here is choice and competition. That's what Obamacare mm-hmm. lacked. And, you know, Mary's point is, look, you can't. I understand addiction. I understand how bad it is. I understand how awful it is. But you cannot ask everybody to pay for a one-size-fits-all package.
Oh, I agree with that.
That was the great flaw in Obamacare.
Right.
And so, therefore, I'm going to argue to you back that with a refundable tax credit, actually more people may wind up signing up for some form of insurance rather than fewer. Look, Obamacare, because of this issue of mandatory expenses and deductibles, premium expenses and deductibles, everybody wound up getting dumped into Medicaid. And that
right.
itself is going to undergo tremendous reform. Medicaid is a terrible program. The worst doctors now attend to it. The reimbursement rates are low. All that stuff is, as I understand it, will be block granted to the states,
mm-hmm.
who will then have tremendous flexibility in implementing their own policies. And you've got expansion of health savings accounts. You've got the ability to cross state lines. So this has competition written all over it. And I think it's terrific. And also, the taxes are going to be repealed, a multitude of taxes, including, by the way, come back to the issue of mandatory purchasing, the tax penalty. Remember, Judge Roberts labeled the mandatories a tax. So you're going to roll back taxes. You're also going to roll back a lot of investment taxes and payroll taxes, and they're also going to let the so-called Cadillac insurance plans. Those will continue without taxation, the business-sponsored plans. That's all good. I mean, this thing reeks of competition and choice, which I think is an excellent reform.
And Kathy makes a very good point here, and we don't have time to really get into this, but what happened to buying insurance across state lines? It doesn't seem to be mentioned in here. And if we want to foster competition, which I agree with you is good, I think that that's really important. That needs to be in there. Larry, we got to run. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, right here on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.